Now, folks, what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 8, and we're going to talk about the relationship with Christ. Now, we have been going through, in our morning message series, through the Upper Room Discourse with regards to Jesus really giving his instructions to his followers, to his disciples, knowing that he was going to depart from them. And he didn't want them anxious. He didn't want them panicking because he was no longer going to be there. And so he wanted to reiterate to them that they were not going to be alone. And I thought that this would be a really good series for you and I to go through, because I'll be honest with you, that's probably the biggest struggle I have in my relationship with Christ is the feelings of loneliness as we face the things that we face in this world. The feelings of wondering if Jesus is going to help us through this. Is he going to know what's going on? Is he going to be there for us? And so what I would like us to do today is, as we continue on, we're up to chapter 15 now, we're going to look at the first 8 verses. And really what we've seen Jesus doing, we start off in chapter 13, he gave us a new commandment that you love one another. Basically, you're not alone because we have each other. Then he went on into, again, the latter part of 13 into 14, telling us about the promised one, the other helper, the comforter, the one who will come alongside, the Holy Spirit. Again, letting us know he will always be with us, that we're not alone. Well, today we're going to focus on really a discussion that he had, is probably when they left the upper room as they were heading to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus, probably seeing the vineyards there, used an illustration of the vine, a grapevine. And what he was wanting to illustrate with them is the reality of the relationship that you and I, that they had, that we have with Jesus. And I find that that really is where a lot of us struggle, is that we don't really understand the relationship that we have with Christ. There's really so much misinformation that's out there about whether or not you're having a vibrant relationship with Christ. One of the most insidious lies that's out there, that really I find that a lot of Christians in some way or another have bought, is really the whole aspect of the prosperity theology, that God wants to bless you and you are blessed by either being healthy or wealthy. Now, some of you are saying, well, obviously I'm not being blessed because my wallet isn't growing, George. Well, see, this is the reality. It's really a lie. Because most of us, when we look at our lives, we look at our lives and we see not what we would consider blessing materially, but what we would see is struggles, difficulties. But then we think that's abnormal. And then that leads us to question, does God love me? Does he care for me? Is he even around? And I think this is why these 8 verses in John 15 are so powerful, because it really talks about the relationship that you and I need to be aware of that we have with Jesus, and why it is so important for you and I to see that. And when you understand the relationship, you will realize that you're not alone. You are never alone. Even in the midst of the struggles, you're never alone. So I want you to notice with me. Let's start off. It's a very familiar passage for some of you. I know when I was a young believer in Christ, I memorized these 8 verses long, long time ago, 30 years ago. And even still now, later, I'm just learning the depths of its meaning, but there's a lot of truth here. So notice with me, verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Wow, what a wonderful passage of Scripture, folks. A wonderful passage that communicates so much truth that really reflects on the reality of the relationship that you and I have with Jesus. A reality that you and I need to grasp and understand that will help us to realize as we go about our lives, even in these really times of turmoil that we're in, we will realize that we're not alone. We've never been alone. If you know Jesus, you're a part of a wonderful relationship with him, even though he's not here. You're a part of a wonderful relationship. So what we're going to do is we're going to really take these eight verses, and we're going to basically divide it up into two sections. We're going to look at the basis of the relationship. We're going to see that in verse 1, and then we're going to see the nature of the relationship. Well, in order to understand the relationship, you got to understand the basis. Why is it that we have this relationship? And then we're going to see what comes out of this. What is the nature of? What is the benefit of this relationship? What is the focus of this relationship? And we're going to see that as we go along here together. So let's start with verse 1. Verse 1, he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. The old King James would say, my Father is the husbandman. Some other translations would say, my Father is the gardener. So we understand what's going on here. He's using the vine, the illustration of the vine as it brings nurture to the branches, and the Heavenly Father is really the one who cares for the vine in total. So let's talk about the reality here. A couple things I want you to see here. First of all, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's plan for his people. Notice what he says, I am the true vine. Now, what does that reflect? That reflects here that obviously, he's wanting them to understand something, and for the Jewish listener of that time, they would immediately grasp it, because in what we would call the Old Testament, the prophets would say that the vine of God was Israel. But we've seen through Jesus' parables that rather than producing good fruit, Israel produced bad fruit, sour grapes. It produced what was wrong. And so it was not truly the vine that it should be. Here comes Jesus, and he says, in their understanding, I am the fulfillment of God's plan for his people. I am the vine. Here's the reality. So look, here's the thing I want you to see. So when we talk about the basis of our relationship, you've got to grasp this one. The basis of our relationship with God is not you. It's not you. How many times do we go there? We think it's me. Oh, I'd have a better relationship with the Lord, but I messed up here. This is what happened these years ago. This is what I did yesterday. Look, your basis of your relationship isn't you. The basis of the relationship is Jesus. He is the fulfillment of God's plan for the people. He's the fulfillment. And then what you see now is, again, it takes the monkey off of our back, because so many of us think in terms of what I must do for my relationship with Jesus. Look at what the passage says. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, the husbandman, the gardener. Here's the reality. God prunes us in order to produce more fruit. He prunes us in order to produce more fruit. We see that. The reality is that He is the one who cultivates us. God the Father cultivates the relationship between Jesus and believers. He's the one who does that. It's not you. You're not cultivating the relationship with Him. You can't cultivate it. He cultivates it. God is the one who cultivates it. He cultivates our relationship with Christ. Doesn't that really take a lot of pressure off of you? We think in terms of what I must do, what I must do, what I must do, but the reality is, look, you're just a branch abiding in the vine. And the one who cultivates that relationship between Christ and ourselves is God the Father. He cultivates the relationship between Jesus and believers. That's the reality, folks. That's what you and I need to see. Now, that brings us then to verses 2 through 8. And that's where we're going to spend the rest of our times. This is where we're going to understand what the nature of that relationship is. This is where we're going to understand the reality of Christ in our lives and the relationship that we have with you. We already see that He's the ultimate plan for you and I. It's based on Him, not us. It's God the Father who cultivates that relationship that we have with Him. Now we're going to see what that relationship actually is. And so here's the first one. And this smacks right in the face of this whole issue of God wanting you to be blessed and healthy and wealthy, wants you to be happy. Everything's supposed to be perfect for you as a Christian, because what we see immediately is, look at me in verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. He prunes. Now, does everybody understand what pruning is? Pruning is the cutting away. Cutting away of that which is not to be there on a plant in order for the plant to be healthy, in order for it to become what it needed to be. I mean, I think about years ago when I worked in the Christmas tree fields. Don't ever want to do that again, but the reality was is Christmas trees don't grow that perfect Christmas tree shape that you go and see when you buy one from a lot or from a farm. They have to be pruned. They have to be sheared. That is, the taking away of those branches and those sections that would hinder the look of that tree. God does that to you and I. He prunes us. How does He prune us, folks? He prunes us through the difficult circumstances that we face, because He's trying to produce fruit in our lives. Now, when you say fruit, what do you mean by that, George? Well, you know, I used to hear a preacher years ago say that fruit was the people that we led to Jesus. And I've never been a real good fruit bearer. Actually, folks, I think that's a pretty wrong interpretation. You may argue with me on that. Nowhere in the scripture does it talk about fruit being the people that we bring to Christ. Rather, it does talk about the fruit that your life produces through the work of the Holy Spirit. For instance, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." This is what our lives are to produce, folks, a Christ-likeness in so many different ways. And how do we get there? Well, God prunes us. Now, what does that mean? He brings the difficulties in our lives. He cuts away things in our lives through the difficulties that we face. Now, does anybody understand that? So when you're going through a problem, and right now a lot of us are going through issues, it's not abnormal. It's a part of our lives. And God uses them to prune us, to mold us.